first review we spoke about yesterday. Before we even talk about Shemitah, talk about the fact that Shemitah is one of the mitzvahs of Tlios Ba'aretz, the concept of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it was infused with Kedusha twice. Once, time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and the second time, what we call the time of Ezra. And there is a big dispute as far as which Kedusha is permanent and which is not, which we'll get a chance to talk about. It's called Kitchel Ashata V'Kitchel Asad Lavo, which means it's permanent. And Kitchel Ashata V'Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo means it's not permanent. And the same way, you know, I don't want to use the word easy come, easy go, but it can come and it can go. And that's what we spoke about a little bit, this is the big gadol in our introduction yesterday. Then we got to the Sugya Masechta Gittin, which talks about Shemitah in particular. And there, as we saw, the nuances of the Sugya, I'm not going to repeat right now, there are two simultaneous issues running in the Sugya. One is that Shemitah may be the Rabbanah for an extraneous reason, unique to Shemitah. Lo Yovel, no Shemitah. Number two, Shemitah is one of the mitzvahs of Tlius Baretz. So when Rashi says, but the Kedushas Haaretz, that's not a Shemitah Digadin. That would apply to Truma, would apply to Maisa, the same as Shemitah. The first din applied, presumably, during Bayis Sheni, even at the end of Bayis Rishon, when Golu Shevet Ruvain, and there was no longer Kol or Rov Yoshveh Oleha, so even at the end of Bayis Rishon, there was no Yovel, and presumably no Shemitah Daraisa. Whereas the second reason of Rashi, is but the Kedushas Haaretz applies only after Churban of Titus. Okay? Is it clear what's going on? This is just reviewing some of the basics. Having said all that, we go back to the text of the Gemara. Let's open to the Gemara, Gittin Lamed Vav and Aleph one more time. And just analyze the text. The text of the Gemara tells us, based on a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the context there is what we call Shemitas Ksofim. And there, Rebbe is quoted as saying, Zeh Dvara Shemitah Shamot. Those are the fancy Gemaras on the side that tell you the entire pasuk. We should know, we're supposed to know Torah Shemitah Ksav. Right? Shamot Kol Bama Shayodo, Lo Yigas Yisrael, Kor Shemitah Hashem. Shemitah Ksofim. Don't ask for money back after Shemitah is over. Achas Shemitah's Kaka, Achas Shemitah's Ksofim. The simple pshat in the word Shemitah's Kaka is Shemitah. And so Rashi presumably learns. And why is there Iyata Meshamet Kaka? Because Bat L'Kedushas Haaretz. Fine. Why did he say before but Yovel? So the Beis Halevi explained he was worried about Hillel who lived during Bayis Sheni. Okay, fine. This is Shitas Rashi. Without going to every Prat to Prat, Rabbi Natam is a Chiddush Nifla V'Nora Pshat in the Gemara. Hashmatas Kaka means what? Soda Chazeres L'Balam B'Yovel. Look at that. Talk about Yovel. And we derive Shemitah's Ksofim from Yovel. What about Shemitah's Karka? So according to the time, it sounds like it's all the same thing. All Shemitah is one. So we derive Shemitah, Karka, and Ksofim from Yovel. No Yovel, no Shemitah's Karka or Ksofim. All Karka is considered it's one unit. This is Shitas, Rabbi Natam and Tosis. He throws it in the side, which we spoke about yesterday. He thinks that there was Yovel in Bayis Sheni. Okay, if that this forces him to undergo a dochak, the hill of the Dori Tikkimi is not in his own generation, but the generation right after the Churban, which he knew was coming. That's that extra wrinkle. We're not exactly sure what forced him into that. I guess truth. I mean, it sounds like that was truth, even though it makes this shot much more difficult. But the emes is the emes. That's what he said. He saw it. And the Ran, we'll see the Ran in a minute, thinks that this is, who needs this? It's the same as Rabbeinu Tam, but without that extra wrinkle, with a chiddush and a din, with a dochak and the pshat, who needs the whole thing? So we'll turn to the Ran soon. Karabal says, everyone with me so far? Just reviewing briefly the fundamentals of yesterday's shiur. Good. So that's actually, we really turn to the Ran right now, because the Ran is a good review. Those of us who have the fancy Gemaras, they have the Ran in the back, I believe. Here we go. The Ramakomas, I hope we're a little bit clear. It's the two different ways of the Dapi Harif, the old fashioned and the new one. So the Ran is either Yud Tesem and Aleph, or Nun Dalet and Nun Hey in the new one, starting with Umi Kamidi. He says, like Rabbeinu Tam, believe it or not. Iker Apirish Bashmadas Karka Haina Yovel. That's what he says. Ksofim Lav Davka, so to Avodas Karka. But it says in the Pasuk, Mash Yodos, Ksofim, that's what it says Ksofim. It's the same as Shemit as well. He calls Yerushalmi. An often Yerushalmi. What does it say? Rabbi Omer, Shte Shemitas Hav Shemit of Yovel, Bishasha Yovel, Nog Shemit of Nohegas, Thvar Torah, Pasuk Yovel, which confirms the wisdom of the Rabbein Lutam. It's against Rashi. Okay, fine. I hilas b'fnei abayis. So it was no yovel then either. You call yoshvei ole erech naflamid beis. That's what it says. Fine. And it goes through those other riots that Rabbein Lutam went through back and forth shivcha charufa. We're not going to go into that right now. Shalom k'divrei Rabbein Lutam. Who said you always buy a sheni because of these kashas that we gave an answer for? He was left. That's a bit of a dochak. Okay, fine. Atkan the Ran. Bekitzer. So now we have two shitas fundamentally. This Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, with Rabbeinu Tam, there's his own wrinkle with his own dochak, and the Ran to try to smooth it out. Okay, right. Everyone is over. Go. Those are two shitas. Fine. Then we had this other little twist where Tosis and Anaf. Lamed Vavim and Beis threw in an Inami. And according to the Marashah, the Inami means Shitas Rashi. Because that's Chazar again. Tosis is enough Lamed Vavim and Aleph, the first Tosis in the Sugya, that Rava's Teretz and Hefker as an Hefker, we should not be utilizing that power, which we do have, in order to knock out Shemitah. It's a Shemitah sub. It's not a nice thing to do. Okay? Inami, Rashi says it's okay. According to Rashi, Rava knocked off all the cash from the very beginning. Everyone, just chazara. It's a little bit difficult because it's a bit of a seer and Tosis. Tosis is a Tosis man, not a Rashi man. So the Beis Halevi took care of that little twist by saying, you know, that's only true. This is so that they said in the first Tosis that Hillel would not feel right in undoing Shemitah, which is a permanent fixture forever, forever, and forever, simply based upon the power of Hefker Bezen Hefker. Well, that's mitigated by the fact that Hillel knew the Churban was coming, and it's going to be a end of the story. So therefore, he felt able to use the power of Hefker Bezen Hefker, given the fact that the Churban is coming. And what Tosh said before, at the beginning, is before he knew about that Svar. That's what a little bit of an extra twist. Fine? Okay. Adka. But now, Rabosai, we come to the Shitas HaRaivit. The Raivit is found, you all have it. It's all here. Let's take a look first. And if you have the fancy Gemaras, the Raivit is separated from the Sefer HaSchus of the Ramban. The Sefer HaSchus of the Ramban is a defense of the Rif against the Raivit. Just as the Milchamas is a defense of the Rif against the Balamor, Sefer HaSchus. And he has two different attitudes. The Ramban says, the Balamor, he's Muhammad fights with him all the time. The Ravid is very deferential. Rav, you know, even though he usually tries to come out and defend the Rif. It's so obvious in the tone of what he's writing. Let's take a look at what the Ravid wrote. Re'isi shekos of a Rav Zalinyan Pruzbo. Vasuga Kula. V'lo yodati imusov v'shenog ha'shmod ha'stov v'zman hazeh. Oshemo v'mishenog midas chasidus. It's only a chasidus. And he thinks, nearly, it's only chasidus. We pass like Rebbe. Ein yovel noeg. Lo menat Torah, lo menat Rabbanon. Ein yoshve oleo. Etc, etc, etc. Okay? And therefore, continues the Ravid. So if it's not noeg, so there's something, that's it. There's no Shemitah Ksav. Finished. Midas chasidus, that's all. This is the Ravid sheet. That's what he says. Now, this is an amazing thing. Amazing thing. That's it. Nothing. Zero. What's the Ravid's shita when it comes to Shemitah's karka? So you would say, we saw before, the Ran said, all Shemitah is one. Not so simple. Not so simple. The Ravid may hold that Shemitah b'sman hazeh may have a different status. I'll read you the Ravid in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. Those who have the Rambam, I brought a few extra Rambams. There are a couple of them on my pile over there. You should pick up Rambam. Since you know, last year we used Shulchan Aruch. This year it's Rambam. Although we will make some references to the Shulchan Aruch as well. In your day, Simon Shin Lam and Aleph. We'll get to that. That's one Simon about these things. Okay. Take a look on the Ravid in Perek Aleph Alocha Yud Aleph. Just a passing few lines. He says, "Hamakomos shalo hechziku bem ole bovel, v'lo hoyso shvius nohegos bem elam b'divrayim." Whoa! Shvius b'drabban. You know where? Where ole bovel didn't come. That was the Mishnah we saw in Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph yesterday. Let's review again. Ole Mitzrayim conquered larger territory. But then Nebuchadnezzar threw us out. And whatever Ole Mitzrayim conquered was bottle. We passed Kedusha Rishon and Lokish Lasadova. Ezra came along and had a much smaller base of territory, much smaller. So Ravid says those areas that have Kedusha Rishon only, it's Midrabbanan. Because it was bottle on the level of Doraisa, it's only Midrabbanan. Implying, Rabosa, what's the implication of this Ravid? That the part that Ole Bubble did conquer is what? Arisa. What a riot is Ravid. It's hot or cold. There's nothing in between. We are rabbinic Jews. We like to have these Rabbonon. It's going to go. No! It's double or nothing. Kedusha gets present. Shemitah's karka is the Arisa. Shemitah's stuff doesn't exist. That seems to be, if you put the two Ravids together, that's what it seems to be. That's what the Beis Levi explains. Put the two Ravids together. What's Hakam Shah? Where do you get it from? Oh, yesterday's Yerushalmi that we saw. What did Yerushalmi say? You derive Ksafim from Yovel. So we said until now, Pshat in the Ran, all Shemitah is one. We just read it a minute ago. The rabbi says, Who said? Zed Vara Shemitah Shama. It's comparing Shemitah's Ksafim to Yovel. And what falls big time between the cracks? Shemitah's Karka, still Daraisa. When you have Yovel, you have Shemitah's Ksafim in Daraisa. You have no Yovel, no Shemitah's Ksafim in Daraisa. Shemitah's Karka, Manta Chashime. It remains Daraisa. It's an amazing Shita of the Ravid. Wow. That's a Tamon Arminon. We saw in the Rishalmi yesterday. Wow. And this, of course, will make it not necessary, Rabosai, to say what Rashi said. Let's go back to Rashi in the Suga Daf Lamed Vav. We'll keep one hand here in the Ravid, but we'll look back to Rashi, if you don't mind. Rashi says, Ava Batoas Ka'onim Ra'isi, Tishviyas Noeg Bizman, Shein Yovel Noeg, Romanish Yumachloikis. Rashi says the Machlokas Torah's Kamin Rishon says no, not at all. The Rishon is told by Shvi says Ksafim, right? And the Torah's Kohanim is talking about Shemitah's Karka. Where is this Torah's Kohanim? I mean, I've got to look in the Malbim. If the Malbim is right there. If you pick it up, you can find these words right there. It's the Malbim. If you can find it, find it. If not, tells you where to find it, but we're not so expert. It says over here, where in Torah's Kohanim? It's on the side. Bahar, Pashas, Abayz, Halacha, Abayz. We didn't have it in the Otzer, didn't quote it, but maybe it's whatever it is. I take Rashi on the faith. There's no need to say some achlok. It's once Karka, once Ksavim. There's the amazing Shita of the Ravid. Amazing. And this also explains the Gemara, Rabbosai, in Masechta Gittin that many of you do not have. We don't have it, and the Oza didn't pick this one up because it's just a fleeting reference. Well, maybe it does. Hold on. Nun Gimel. It does have it. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Towards the very bottom. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. What does it say? Five lines up. Talking about Shemitah. The guy planted on Shemitah. He planted on Shabbos. Da 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 da. Michti. Hodoraisa mahodoraisa. Whoa, what's this? A stomach of the Gemara says that hodoraisa mahodoraisa. But didn't we learn now in the Flamed Vav that it's all the Rabbanan? Quote the Rabbanan, no. The Rabbanan's for the Shemitah's Ksafim. Here the guy's planted in the Karka. The Balita quotes this is one of the Rai's Brewers. That Shemitah is the Doraisa. I principle is on the Rabbana. No, help a kaka of a ksavim. This is Shita. It's a very, very neat Shita. It solves a lot of problems. The Mela, we understand very well. We paskin like the Rabbanon against Rebbe, as we should. Yochad Rabbi Loch Karabim. That's the Gemara Masechta Moyed Kotten, Dav Bezim and Bez, which is here as well. It's also on my source sheet. I think so. Moyed Cotton. Is it here? It's here. Oh, there's a mistake. It's Ksubas Chofheim and Alf. I'm sorry, there's a typo. The one beneath it. Moyed Cotton, Bezim, and Bez. What does it say? Let's take a look. Moyed Cotton, Bezim, and Bez. What says? Bezim, and Bez. Hello, Shvius, last 10 lines. Bein ma'adam ha'mishim z'orvei ha'mishchorish z'riya v'chavishim v'shvius mishari om rabaye v'shvius v'azeder av rebi. Okay, that's a baye. Rava says no, Rava disagrees. Rava disagrees. Why does he disagree? Because he passed like the Rabbanan. And quote the Rabbanan, shmidim z'man azez d'orais. How do you like that? So you know, we're so used to assume it's the Rabbanan. Not so fast. Now, Rabosai, on a simple level, this pshat is gvaldik, that only Shemitah's Ksofen depends upon Yovel. Because to say that Shemitah's, listen carefully, please. To say that, because you look, remember the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi wanted to say that Meiser, this is important, that Meiser is Doraisa, right? Not Me'aleim Kiblu Maisers. Maisers is Doraisa. How can Maiser be Doraisa if Shemitah's Karka is the Rabbanan? How can it be? Doesn't fit into the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is, you have, you know, I'm sure you know a little bit, you have the first 1, 2, 4, and 5 is Maiser Sheni, aside from Rishon. Third and sixth year is Maiser Ani, and the seventh year is blank. You have to make minyan ha'maisrus. If there's no Shemitah, if the seventh year there's no dinim of Shemitah's karaka, so how do you have maisrus midaraisa? How's it possible? As a matter of fact, Rabbi Osai, we'll come to the Gemara Ksubas, I guess, soon. But there's a discussion of the Rambam's opinion. Did we mention Rambam yet? B.S. Kuchen, we mentioned it yesterday? No, not at all. So the Rambam, just to mention briefly, when I get to a little bit later, has his own new yesod. He holds that Shemitah, Truma, Meister is all the Rabbanan and Bayis Sheni. Why? It says, Ki Savo, B.S. Kuchen. So all the Mepharshim ask, where's the Ki Savo? Not by Truma, not by Meister. So Reb Chaim answers in the Sefer. We have Reb Chaim and others as well. No, Kisavo is in Shemitah. Right, the opening Pesukim in Parshas Bahar. I think there's even a Chumash in here. So, am I correct? They have Chumash?
Yeah,
the very, very beginning. I say, you can't start without Chumash. It's amazing. Chumash. What does it say? The very beginning. They give you the fancy chumash with the fancy print. These people printed it too. You know, they printed everything themselves. So they quote themselves. They're their own print. A big print in the Ramban with Bira Ramban. Wow. I don't have that in my house. But Keys of all Oritz. The very who says the very beginning. If you don't have a fancy one to open a chumash, you'll see it. So it says Kisovo, which means Bias Kulchum according to the Rambam. So from he got it from Shemitah to go to Trumas and Maisa. How are you going to say the Yishalmi according to Pashim Shad and Yishalmi against the Ravid? Shemitah is the Rabbanan, but Maisa is the Raisa. It doesn't work. There it is. No. Shemitah is the Rabbanan means Shemitah is Ksafim. Shemitah's Kak is the Raisa. And as such, we understand very well that Trumas and Maisa is the Raisa as well. Fascinating. It's a question whether Truma should depend upon Shemitah as well. Maisa for sure, based on the counting. That's for a different discussion. I have with me an unbelievable sample called the Shela as David, Rav David Karlina. Many of you have never heard of him. Rav Chaim referred to Rav David Karlina as the Godel Hador. Rav Chaim was no small player. Rav David Karlina was the Godel Hador. He wrote Shela's David and Piske Alochas, all Machaz of Svar. And he has a Kutras on Shvius. In the back of that, I took out of the library, it's old, and they'll be gentle with it. But he talks about this question, and he says, any other, he gives big docha, he has his kasha. How can Maisa be the Raisa? There's no Shemitah. He gets stuck with all kinds of dechukim. And he tells about Truma as a question. But the real answer is what we just said. Pasha Pshat. Only Shemitah's Ksofim is Toli and Yovo, not Shemitah's Kark. That's what comes out from that Pasha Pshat in Yerushalmi. So wow, I mean, it's one opinion in Yerushalmi. This seems to substantiate Shemitah's Arayim. So it comes to Beis Halev with a vort that the Ravid holds that Shemitah's Ksofim is only Midas Chasidus. Okay? That's the, what we saw the Sefer Aschus, where he said, I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but let's take just a little bit of a look at how the Ramban defends it. So what's the connection between these two? What we said before, it's double or nothing. See, here goes. So those who want to look up this Beis Halevi, I'm not going to read you the whole thing, obviously. But those who want to look it up, it's in Beis Halevi Chelek Gimel Simen Aleph Anaf Gimel. Okay, and it's in Os Vov Haravid Ozel Shitasa, because the Ravid holds Kark as the Raisa. And Ksufim is not at all. It's a double or nothing. So why is this necessarily Lishitasa? What's the connection between the two of them? So he quotes the Gemara in Erech and Lamed Beis. Erech and Lamed Beis says as follows. Do we have it here? Is it in our... Is it here in this... Should be. I don't know what's here, what's not here. Nope. They don't have it. They should have it. Okay, I'm not going to have it. That's my money back. But, Echelamet Beis. Ma kish biyosin bimei Ezra, the biyosin bimei Yoshua. Ma bimei Yoshua, manu shmitin viyovlos. Af yimei Ezra, manu shmitin viyovlos. Frek the Gemara. From Shevet Ruven, Yovlos is bottle. What about Ezra? Ezra Gemara, famous, these four words you have to remember. Manu yovlos, lekade shmitin. No intrinsic reason to have Yovel in Bayis Sheni. The only reason they counted Yovel is to get the count right. Are you familiar with the count, how it works? 1 to 7. I have to do the math with you. 8 to 14. Da 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 da. 49. Now what happens? What happens now? What's that? A blank year. So we pass them. That's our Rabbanan Shita. It's a blank year. Year 50. And then starts one all over again. It's easy to count. Every century, you have, you know how it is, you have 14 Shemitahs and two blank years of Yovel. It's easy to calculate. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Yovel is the first year of the next cycle. So the cycle is 49 years. 98 years you're done with, you have your 14. You okay? I fixed the phone. Oh, after all these years. Okay. We'll talk about that later. Okay. So that's the machlokes. Let's go further. Says the Gemara as follows: Ha nichal le rabbanan, that it's a blank year, we understand. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shnas Chamishim Ola Lekan Olekan, it's a Yovel year, but it still counts towards the Cheshbon of the next Shemitah. So, Lamali B'Shemitin Sagi, what are you Yovel for? What are you Yovel for? Who needs it? Who needs it for? Oh. So Rashi in Gittin says, it says that Noreg Shemitah Gam Kishain Yovel Hu Rak Midrabbanan. Okay? Fine. But according to the Ravid and the Balamor, who holds that way, what do you mean according to Rabbi Yehuda? Have a gam less the Yisra Shemitah Midrabbanan Hutzru L'Taken Gam Yovel to below Takonis Yovel and Mokom L'Taken Shemitah V'nicha Gam Rabbi Yehuda. The Ravid and the Balamor hold if there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah, period. Not Shemitah Midrabbanan. Nothing. It's only Midas Chasidus. So what do you mean? You don't need Yovels for? Quanta Buda? What's the more talking about? The answer is that, believe it or not, that the rival will have to say that the Gemara Erechin says Manu Shmita V'Yovels is Midoraisa. Midoraisa. Frank the Gemara, there's no more Yovel Midoraisa. Answer the Gemara, you're right. You're right. But they manu Yovels that to come to the proper cheshbon of Shemitah. So what do you see from this brisa? That Shemitah doesn't depend upon Yovel at all. Because e gam kshepotel ha-Yovel, catch us now, there was a Shemitah d'oraisa. So Mora says, it goes according against Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not giving you the whole pilpul back and forth. You look at the Mora Erechon Lamed Beis yourself. Comes out, according to this based on Gemara, the two ravens with the two extremes. The Shemitah's Kaka is the Oraisa, despite there's no Yovel. And Shemitah's Ksafim doesn't exist at all. It's all based on the same thing. According to the Ravid, if there's no Yovel, if there's a dependency, it's absolute. In other words, if it is dependent, then it doesn't exist at all. That's the Rabbana. The Kitzur, you'll look up, you'll have a chance. It's on page 9, end of page 9. This is the Cheshbon of the Ravid Lishitaso. It's a shtickle of pilpul. You want to review it, you can. If you don't, not. It's okay. But this is what he says. This is Shitas Ha. Shitas Ha right. It's amazing. The Ramah can close the Lacha Lemaisa. In Hilchos Shmitas Ksofim. Do they have those things over here? In this altar? They do have? No? No Shulchan Aruch. Okay. In Hilchos Shmitas Ksofim, it's Melamed Schus on those who rely on the Balamor and the Ravid, that there's no Shemitah's Kaf Mizman Azer. Not by Shemitah's Kaka. Shemitah's Kaka, he doesn't say boo. Doesn't say boo. And there is a Shita, believe it or not, amazing Shita, that the Shemitah's Kaf nowadays, only in Eretz Yisrael. What? The Gemara says Beferish, that Shemitah's Kaf has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Pazachut starts as well. The answer is, it doesn't apply at all. Really, the Ravid is right. But in Eretz Yisrael, they said you should do Shemitah's Ksofim, Gzeiru Atah Shemitah's Karka. Doesn't apply in New York. Fine. Good. Rabosai, fine. So we've had this chazer, we had Rashi, Rabbi Natan with the Ran, basically the same with one little wrinkle, the Ravid. Now the fourth, I guess we'll say the final Shita, the Rambam. We alluded to it before. The Rambam says, let's take a look at Bosai in Hilchos Trumas, those who have a Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav. I'm going to ask someone to bring me, I forgot, I need a Rambam Sefer Avoda. If you have a Rambam Avoda? Thank you. Good. I have it. Oh, that's fancy. You can hold this. This looks, Frank Rambam. Oh, who's this? Let's first start with Trumas. Trumas is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Chavav. I still have two more on my pile over there for those who need. The fancy ones, otherwise you got a plain one. We can't go without a Rambam this year. We have to have Rambams. Perek Aleph, Halacha Chavav, in Hilchos Trumas. After a whole Perek, 25 Halachas, introducing Hilchos Trumas to Maestros, especially Trumas, look what he comes up with. Hatruma bizman hazeh. Vafilu b'mako shechziku ole bavel. Vafilu b'me Ezra. Eina menatar l'medivrayim. She'ena chachuma shel Torah be'el be'eretz Yisrael v'zman. She'u kol Yisrael sham shenema ki savo b'yaz kulchem. She'er b'yusha rishona. K'mo she'ena sin lachzor b'yusha shlishis. Lok she'er b'yusha shniya. She'er se b'me Ezra. She'er se b'yaz miktsasan. Lefichach lochiva olsan. Minatorah. It's a strange end. Yirali, the Maisa is like Truma. So we don't understand what is Yirali. If Reb Chaim is right, that the whole source for Kisavo is in Shemitah, if anything, Maisa is more dependent on Shemitah than is Truma. So this, I don't have an answer for this right now. If you have an answer, let me know. Okay, but this is the Rambam Shita. Ibn Bizman Bayis Sheni, it's the Rabbanon, Bias Kulchem, fine. And it's amazing, I'm going to read you a line. This Rambam is stava interesting in and of itself. I don't know if you saw it in the Rambam comments yet. In Hilchos Beis HaBechira Rabosai, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin. Halacha Tezayin. Let's read together. I'll read it to you. If you have a Rambam in Hilchos, it's the very beginning of Avodah's Beis HaBechira, Vav Tezayin. Velomani Omer, Bemikdash Yerushalayim, Kitchu, Yerushalayim, Kitchu, Yerushalayim, Kedusha Shai Eretz Yisrael, and Yen Shvias and Maestris, Hariyotzi Behen, Lo Kitchu, Lasalavo. Interesting Rambam. He's trying to give you a reason. Yeah, I'll give you a reason. Lefi, Shekedusha, Samikdash, Yerushalayim, Bevne Ashchina, Shchina and Betela. Hashimos is Mikdash Shechem, Apish Shavim, Mikdashah, Zemom. Fine. Here's the key for us. Avachiyu va'oretz b'shvius, shvius. Uvamaisris, eno elam abneshu kibush rabim. The kevan shenilkach ha'oretz miyadehem, batal ha'kibush, lifcha min ha'torah min ha'maisim min ha'shvius, eno eretz Yisrael. Eno eretz Yisrael. Eno eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Oh, is that eretz Yisrael? What is this? It means, after Pshat, my Rebbe was emphatic about this. It's not enough. Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. It certainly is Eretz. My Rabbi had Lashonis. There's Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you a little history. The first year I ever heard in Yeshiva, when I came 50 years ago, I learned by Rabban Soloveitchik. The first shiur he said was on this. It's printed in his sefer later on. It was on the Tosis and Dabez and Gittin. We learned Gittin about Aku. Aku was half in, it's half out. It was on Gittin. No, it's a whole. So I still remember my first, I was opening day. I came as a freshman, came out of RJJ, and RJ the shiur were all in Yiddish. That's what I was used to. I come the first day to our Baron Soloveitchik shiur, and it's in English. And what's more, he asked someone to read. Well, who wants to read? A volunteer to read. I wasn't used to that either. And Rabbi David Miller Shlita, you know him from Gus? He volunteered to read. I wasn't about to volunteer. And he had to read. He read the Mishnah, he read the Rashi, starts reading the Tosfos. He says, what kind of shiur is this? So a half an hour goes by, and nothing, just reading. Got to this Tosfos, all of a sudden, wow. Rabban started to talk. I have notes. I had the notes of Rabban Shiur. That's the first shiur I heard in our yeshiva on this topic. I wasn't, as a Talmud in the yeshiva, I heard it from the Rav, it's called the Yortzeit shiur, but that's a different story. So, it's about shame. The same word I heard later from his brother, from the Rav. The shame Eretz Yisrael, and it's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Shame means with respect to areas that are not agricultural mitzvahs. Let me give three examples, if I recall. Kiddush HaChodesh is only Eretz Yisrael. Egla Rufa is only Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And Smicha is only Eretz Yisrael. And for these three things, this has nothing to do with Kedusha Rishon Rishashniya. It's just that the Shem Eretz Yisrael suffices. And the Rambam in all those three places says that only Mitzrayim suffices. You know, the only Bob. I think Kedusha Rishon is Batla. That's Kedusha's Batla, not the Shem. Shem Eretz will never be Batla. Chas V'Shal will never ever be Batla. So, there's more to be said, but I want to get back over here. So when the Rambam says that it's Ein Eretz Yisrael, don't take that literally. Chas V'Shalom. Means it doesn't have Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael certainly has. Fine. Right. V'kevan sha'ola Ezra v'kitcha lo kitcha v'kibush
ela bechazak shechzikuba. Okay, no kibushon lechazak. Lefichach kol makom shechzikuba olay bavel v'niskadosh bekedushas Ezra Hashniya. Hare yom bekudosh hayom af al pi shenilkecha haaretz mimenu. What does it mean? If the kedusha comes through kibush, batla kibush, batla kedusha. If the kedusha comes through chazaka, it doesn't depend upon kibush. It's never batel. It's never batel. This is an interesting question. What do you mean it's never batel? If chazaka is not batel, didn't we have chazaka when Yeshua came as well? Good. So the kibush is batel. We still have the chazaka. Ein yodeh, the Kesef Mishnah. Makoach chazaka gadol mikoach kibush. V'lamal oneba bechazaka gam kein mishenukcha oretz miyodeinu batel chazaka. That's the first kash. V'su, v'rishon, that's kash we can answer. As long as you're sitting in the, if there's only a shadow of land, if we're there, but the trumas. V'su, here's the kash. V'rishon oshen iskasha bekibush v'chilo hoya shem chazaka. Otu mi'adif ha'chazaka b'lo kibush me'chazaka im kibush v'tzorach li'ir. Great kash. Kesef Mishnah's kash. A great kash. So, Rabosai, I heard from my Rebbe, name of Rab Chaim. I think it's printed in some of the stencils, the name of Rab Chaim. Based upon the Yerushalmi that we saw yesterday, what did Yerushalmi say? The Rash quoted in the Shvi'ez Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Let's go look at it again. It's the Chazit. We have the Chazit. Some of you saw the Chazit. That's Chazit. Look at both. The Rash, Perek Vav, and Shvi'ez, Halacha Aleph. So we started the Shvi'ez yesterday. Come back to it again. Just take a small excerpt. Ve'tivcha, ve'hirbecha, me'avosecha. Okay. What does that mean? Avosechem rabosai. I'm reading only one line. Lo hayol ebo malchus. And we added, quote to Reb Chaim, it's a good thing. It's a good thing they had all malchus. Because if they would have had all malchus, it wouldn't have worked. They require kibush. The atem, based upon exeris akazav of a tivcha me'avosecha, your chazaka works. Your ancestors' chazaka didn't work. When Yeshua came in, whatever he didn't conquer, wasn't kosher. He sat there, he dwelled there, he squatted right, but they didn't conquer it militarily. It's not kosher. Because it says, Yerisha means, as the Ramban says in Chumash, and as well as in Parshas Maaseh, as well as in his Hosafa Dalat to say for a mitzvah, I say, you have to conquer the land. That's why you infuse it with kedusha. You have to. Botla kibush, botla kedusha. I had chazaka. The chazaka was ineffective. But in Bayesheni, exeris akosav of a tivcha means that the chazaka was effective. May with the keteres, based upon an offer of Yerushalm. Can we just digress a little bit? This is also famous. I think it's also printed in the stencils. With this, Reb Chaim explained a fascinating dialogue. Who knows what I'm talking about? No one knows what I'm talking about? Never heard this before from anybody? But you'll hear it now. In the Haftorah we read 3 weeks ago, Parshas Baloscha. How many weeks ago was that? Okay, 3 weeks ago, right? Neres Zechariah. You read the same after on Hanukkah. Some of you may have heard about it. It's Perek Dal in Zechariah. What happens? The Navi says to him, the Malach says to him, tell me, what do you see? You know what he says? I have the art scroll here. That's not just what I had. I just picked it up. The stone edition. We read it in English. I see and behold, there's a menorah made entirely of gold, with its bowl on its top. Its seven lamps are upon it, and there are seven ducts for each of the lamps on its top. There are two olive trees over it, one on the right and one on the left. Wow. That's what he said. And then he says to the angel, what are these, my lord? The angel says, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my lord. He spoke up and he said to me, saying, this is the word of Hashem to Zerubbabel, saying, not to, this I have to say in Hebrew, lo b'chayil v'lo b'choach ki b'ruchi am Hashem tzvokos. Now, wait a minute. Reb Chaim asked, this is a very funny dialogue. A very funny dialogue. He says to him, I'll go back to the Hebrew. He says, Moel Adoni. He says, Hello Yadata Mahema. I said, Lo Adoni. And he answers, Lo Bachai, Lo Bachai. What's going on over here? There are four parts to the dialogue. He asks the Moela. He says, You know. He says, No, I don't know. And he says, Lo Bachai, Lo Bachai. Four statements. What they, how do you explain them? So Reb Chaim said like this. Zechariah lived at the beginning of Baal Shem, Kayodua. The Baal Shem was unfortunately just an echo, a shadow, a shell, compared to the Baal Rishon. As I'll say, based on the Psukim, that when they made the Baal Shem dedication, the youngsters was dancing and screaming, Psukim, dancing and screaming, and the elders were crying, because they realized this is nothing compared to the Baal Rishon. There were so many miracles, so many other things, the Aron Kodesh they had, nothing. I see this glorious vision. Glorious vision. Gold menorahs, the whole works. And I asked the Malach, what is this? He said, you know what it is? You know, it's obviously referring to the Beis Hamikdash. It's a menorah. He said, but I don't understand. Statement three. You know what happened? This is a shadow. What did he answer him? Unbelievable. Lo b'chaya v'lo b'chukhi baruchi. You think, Zechariah, you think, it's referring to the Baal Sheni. And if it's referring to the Baal Sheni, you have every right to ask the question. I don't know. You say, I know, I don't know. This is the Baal Sheni doesn't have this, all this glory. Ah, because you think, Zechariah, that just as the first bias, and let's talk Kedushas Aretz, this sort of some of segues, Kedushas Aretz was bottled. So too, this is going to be bottled one day. And therefore, you don't understand the division. No. The first Kedushas Aretz came b'chayil v'chokh. And therefore, as we saw in Rambam, it's batel l'kibush, batel l'kedusha. But this one comes beruchi. This one comes, this sanctity of Eretz Yisrael now in your time, in Ezra's time, in Zechariah's time, comes without kail and without koch. How so? Because there's a kosov. So therefore, you're seeing now doesn't correspond to your present reality, but it has to do with the Bayis Shlishi. Because the Bayis Shlishi is part of the same commonwealth. We saw the Born Yavamis. Is that here in the altar? I'm not sure. Rishon and Rishniya Yesh Lehem. But the Rash quoted it right here. Shlishis Elehem. Isn't it right here somewhere? We saw yesterday in the Rash. Here it is. Yavamis Pei Beis. Rosei Reolam. What does that mean? That the Kedusha of Ezra is till Mashiach v'ad b'chlal till Bayis Shlishi. Whoa, is that going to be glorious? So we are seeing now Zechariah as the beginning of the beginning of the beginning, a lot of thousands of years in between without a tzaras. But that's what you're seeing. That's what Chaim's pshat in Neiru Zechariah. Fascinating. Probably it's some of one of these of the stencils. I don't know where it is. If you can find it, find them. Let's pass it around. But that's what I heard from my Rebbe. Okay? Meridik. So now, having said all this, once we're discussing the Beis Halevi, he quotes from his son, Reb Chaim. Doesn't call him. I saw Rav Tversky Shlita on Sunday in my shul, or Monday. I forgot. One of the days was in shul. We're discussing this Beis Halevi. I said, I'm starting this with Beis Halevi. Elta Zeta. I said, I'm going to quote him. He quotes from son Reb Chaim. Yeah, he says, you notice, he doesn't quote him as a goyin. B'ni, Harav, Sheyichya. B'ni, Harav, V'chule. Maybe that's it. V'chule may mean all the titles. B'ni, Reb Chaim, Mivalojin, Sheyichya. At this point in time, the Beis Halevi presumably was already in Brisk, and Reb Chaim was serving as a Kol Rosh Yeshiva under the Netziv
in Velazhny Yeshiva before it closed out. For those who know the story, that's not for now, for sure not. Okay. Omali Dava Nachon. To explain the Gemara and Ksubas. Is the Gemara and Ksubas in here? Not? Oh boy. It's not here, we went in trouble. If the Gemara and Ksubas is not here, I don't even know if I can say the sale of this Torah. It's not here? All right. Well, then it's very, very difficult to follow if you don't have a Gemara and Ksubas in front of you. If I miss the Dorin, they skipped the whole Masechta. Okay. And I'm a Shubat to Reb Chaim. This is not really so shviistic, that's the truth. It's more Trumadic. Let's go back to the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas. Just a little bit. So the Rambam says, wait, I just closed this prematurely. So in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, we had this whole beautiful Shtikl Torah and everything there. But then the Rambam says that it's very important. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, look, so therefore, Ezra's Kedusha, Mekudash Ayom, V'chayev B'Shvius Uv'Maisris. It means Zoraisa, yes, it sounds like. He adds five words. Al HaDerech Shebi'arnu B'Hilchus Truma. What was the Mevar in Hilchus Truma? That's our Rambam. Perek Aleph, as you all have. Halacha Vav. We said that Truma is only with the Rabbanah, Bias Kulchem. Here he gives out the secret, Shvius as well. What the Chaim has to be, the whole Bias Kulchem was only coming from the Pesach and Parshas Baha. Again, we have the Maisa issue, we don't understand, it should be the other way around. If you have a Pshat, maybe you look in the back, Franklin, see me as a Mafteh, why should Maisa be less, really should be more. Okay. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Omar Avraham, Lokivin, Lalocha Yafeh. The Kaimelon, Truma Mizmanazed, the Raisa, Vuhu Atzmo Nira Shekakosa Betchilas Asefer, Viisa Laha Milsa, of Bias Kulchem, Bechala Hu the Isa. Yes, by Chala need Bias Kulchem, not by Truma. By Chala, not by Truma, Rabosai. And although we don't have Ksubas in front of us, we have a Kesef Mishnah who quotes the Gemara Ksubas in front of us that he asked you to see. Let's look at the Kesef Mishnah. It's quite lengthy. We're not going to read the entire Kesef Mishnah. A lot of it, he quotes basically what the Rash says. Okay? This is a lengthy citation. Quotes it from Tosfos, which is like the Rash. We're not going to read the entire thing. Towards the end, he says, Mashakosav Oda Raivit. Okay? That he said it applies Shalom Bifnei Abayis. No, that means that if it's been as Bias Kulchem, before the Beis HaMikdash. Before the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Fine. More than that, here, Rabbeinu Lo Potter Kam Yitam Shabbat La Kedusha. Even Bimei Ezra Potter. Right? That's the Skash L'Shalos Olovo, Shvius Minatorah. The Shvius, he said, Minatorah. That's an interesting Kesef Mishnah. We'll get to that later. It's steers all over the place. Ula Truma U Midrabonon. And the Ravid says, Chala. Let's read. Ksubas Chaf Hey. Let's read together. Everyone look inside. Yeah? If you don't look inside, you're not going to chop this at all. What does it say? Omrav Huna Bere de Rav Yeshua. Ashkechitinu Ashkechitinu L'Rabonon de Beirav. The Amri. Watch this. Every word counts. Afilu leman dama truma mizman hazeh derabbanon chala es doraisa. Why? Shere sheva shekivshu v'sheva shechilku v'schaiva v'chala v'schaiva v'maiser. And somehow or other, zman hazeh is compared, according to the first opinion, zman hazeh is like the 14 years before they divided the land. What this comparison is, I don't fully understand yet. And in both situations, we're going to say that what? Yechayim and Chala, Midaraisa, Bivoachem, Bias Kulchem, also implies immediately when you walk in, Bivoachem, as soon as you walk in, you don't have to wait the 14 years of Kibbush Rechiluk. And by the same token, Bizman Azeh, Chala Zaraisa, but Truma Zerabon.
Psh. First opinion. V'aminu ano, the other way around, the opposite. Afil l'man dama truma v'zman hazeh is the oraisa, chalos the rabbonon. Why? The tani b'bo'achem yochem mishanichnu sula shnayim v'shloshim raglim. Tamalom b'bo'achem kuch b'bias kuchem v'bias miktsaschem v'chiaskehinu ezra lo kulu soluk. And Rabbeinu pasuk in Bikurim chalos me'ezra is the rabbonon. And you derive truma mechala. Because Chala Nabi is called Truma. What? It's against the Gemara. What's this Kesef Mishnah making up fancy footwork? You're smarter than the Gemara. The Gemara said there are two opinions in the opposite directions. One says Chala is the Oraisa and Truma is the Rabbana. One says Chala is the Rabbana and Truma is the Oraisa. And Rabbi is hard to take the coolers of both. They're both the Rabbana. What? What's going on over here? This is, I'm going to read you from the Beis Halevi. He quotes from the B'ni, Abchaim Yivalosh. Listen to this. Or you saw the Gemara. Once you saw the Gemara, it'd be the rest about to figure out Mr. Shem on your own. Oh, watch. Let's look very careful. That same Rash quotes a distinction between Abu Seichem and Atem. We saw already a distinction of O Malchus. But there's another distinction. What is the other distinction? What does it say? The very next line. Avo secho lo neschaivu ad acha arba esri shana shekim shem vechilku. Sheva shem vechilku. Vatem keven she nechnastem neschaivtem. What's the connection? So we already intimated this yesterday in the shiur. That the first kedusha of Yeshua had to have kibush. That's why batla kibush, batla kedusha. And kibush implies chiluk as well. V'yirishti v'yashavtaba, you have to conquer it, and v'yashavta, you have to divide it and sit there. That is a prerequisite, Rabbi Osai, for kedusha rishon of kibush, but not for kedusha shni of kibush of chazaka, according to this opinion in the Yerushalmi. So kedusha shniya is chal without a kibush. And therefore, there's no need for chiluk. You walk in, you chayim right away. Keep this in mind. Okay. Having this in mind, let's read what he quotes from his son, Reb Chaim. I'm in the Beis Halevi. This is Anaf Dalet. Goes from page 10 to page 11. I'm going to skip a little bit to page 11 just to save time. What does it say like this? The Rambam pasuk Rabbi Elazar that says what? Gabi me Ezra tzorich bias kulchem. He denies ve'tivcha v'hirvcha v'yavosecha on this prat. You need bias kulchem even for truma. Why? Because Rav Huna bred Yeshua mode ikatan l'tzvir lekein. The two machlokas atanoyim. What does it come out? It's brilliant. Listen to this brilliance. Nimtza, the bias kulchem tzorech betruma kibbal bechala, but for two completely different reasons, Rabos. This is the brilliance of Reb Chaim. Rak betruma mishem tzorech kibush vechiluk, uvechala tzorech mitzad asmo, dechsin boachem, afagav dein tzorech kibush vechiluk, we need bias kulchem. Meridik. This is classic Reb Chaim. Splitting, right? Tzveidinim. Bias Kulchem itself is Tzveidinim. With respect to Truma, we require Kibush V'chiluk, so Bias Kulchem is Adinim, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, intrinsically. With respect to Chala, it's Exerzal Chosim V'vachem. Now the Gemara Ksubis is Kemin Chomer. Now go back to the Gemara Ksubis, Rebosai, back to the Kesef Mishnah. We're going to read it again from Reb Chaim's eyes. Reb Chaim had a different Gemara, my Rebbe said, Reb Chaim had a different Shas. A different shas that the words were the same. A different shas. He lit up the shas in a completely different way. This is the Reb Chaim's version of shas. You have it in it? Let's take a look. You have it there. Ksubas chafen. Ashkechinu rabbanon de beirav de amri. Afil le mandama tshuva bizman hazeh is the Rabbanon. Now, that doesn't mean now. It means by a sheni. Why? Because you need bias kulchem. Sakarama, we need bias kulchem. Chala is the oraisa. What do you mean chala is the oraisa? Don't you need bias kulchem? Says the Chaim as follows. Chalas d'oraisa, why? Explains why. Tell us why in the Gemara. Sheva shekiv sheva sheva shechilku. And he did not darshan that bevo achem needs bias kulchem as a separate thing. That's chazak. The first sheet that the Gemara and Ksubas hold that bias kulchem is a din in kibush v'chiluk. Therefore, it applies to truma, making it the rabbanon. Does not apply to chala, which does not require kibush v'chiluk because it's yachai the first 14 years. Hey Shivlam, what did he answer him? Fakert. Afil leman diyoma truma mizman hazeh is the oraisa. Why? Ve'tivcha v'hir b'cha mi'avosecha that you don't need. Bias kulchem. That's Rabbi Chanina and Yerushalmi. Don't need kibush v'chiluk. You don't need bias kulchem. But chal is the rabbanon. Why? The bechal is tzorach bias kulchem mitzad atzmo. A separate zeras akasul. V'yaf agav den tzorach kibush v'chiluk. Gam yimei Ezra had tzorach bias kulchem. And then it's the rabbanon. And the Rama pasuk of Elazar. Devi yimei Ezra. Is the Rabbanon. The Rambam also paskins for Bavo Achem. That's the Gzeras HaKosov. This is Reb Chaim. It's a whole brilliant shot in the Sugya Masechet Ksubos that the Beis Halevi quotes from the son of Reb Chaim of Elozhin. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, that the Gemara seems to say that's the Rabbit's Kasha. Chala. Only by Chala, Rabbo says, Masechet Masechet Ksubos, you require Bias Kulchem. The Gemara never said the Farish that you need Bias Kulchem. Faker, get an impression you do not need Bias Kulchem. Look what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Farish on both sides. The Gemara says, Chalas Rabbanon, so Bevoachem Bias Kulchem. By Truman, the Gemara says not that way. It's true. That's the first Shita. The first Shita held, you don't need Bias Kulchem, why not? Because of the Beitiv Chavir Becham Besecha. But the Rambam paskins, you do need Bias Kulchem. He denies that drasha Ve'tivcha with respect to Bias Kulchem. And therefore, you require Bias Kulchem not as the same as in Chala. It's a different thing in the Kedusha itself. And that's what he passes in the Sveil Halacha. It's not against the Gemara Ksubas. Yes, it's against one line of the Gemara Ksubas. It's not against the Halacha L'maisa of the Gemara Ksubas. Ad Kan de Beis Halevi, in the name of Reb Chaim. So it comes out, the Rambam paskins La Halacha. Lalach, Shmid is the Rabbanon, there's no Bias Kulchem. Ksafim is derived from Yovel, because Ksafim is not Tluy Baretz as such. Take a look at Rav Osi in the Rambam and Perek Test. We're just going to finish up with this, and then we'll discuss Lean Adder tomorrow. Mainaf Kamina, whether it's the Rice, the Rabbanon, you got to keep it anyway. And why it's the Rabbanon, who cares? We'll see you soon. Rambam is in Perek Test in Hilchas Shmid of Yovel. Please just look for a minute. Rambam says, Halacha Beis and Gimel, Ein Shmidas Ksafim, No Heges Min HaTor B'Shvirs Lab Azman Shri Yovel Noik. Shiyesh Sham Shmidas Karka. So it happens. Okay? It's Kabbalah. He quotes. Throughout Kabbalah. When he's Mashmid Karka, and Mashmid Ksafim. Umid Divrei Sofrim, Shtei Shmidas Ksafim, No Heges Mizman Hazeh B'chol Mokom, Ava Bishani Yovel Noeg, but Shtakach Torah Shmita Ksafim Mi Yisro. She's a Shita Sar Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah, believe it or not, right over here, Nivri Medir Rabbeinu, that din linking Shmita to Yovel is only talking about Ksafim. Ava Shmita Skarka Afizman Hazeh Nohegas Min HaTorah. It's the second place today we saw. The Kesef Mishnah said, a Shmita Skarka according to the Rambam is Midoraisa. Is it really true? The final Marabaka for today is in Perek Yud. In Perek Yud, Rabbosai, halacha test. And they're two girsos. Two girsos. Let's read Perek Yud halacha test. What does it say? When there is Yovel. Black and white, according to this Girsa, that's all the Rabbanan against those two cats of Mishnas. But it's another Girsa. You see, the Girsa that I just read to you, do you have, who has the old Rambams? Not the Frank. No one has an old Rambam anymore. What is that what it said there? Okay, let's look. The Nusach Atfusim Akodmin. With his man, Shein Yovel Noeg, tell me if I'm right. Yura Lachates. Eino Noeg Echad Mikol Elu Chutz Mishviyis Ba'oret Vashmot As Ksofim B'chol Mokon B'divrayim. Kamo Shabiyar. That's your Girsa? So the Kesef Mishnah wanted to learn that the word Midivrayim only goes on Ksofim. Kmizchak is the rice. According to the correct text, it's impossible. It says Beferish to Midivrayim. So the Kesef Mishnah before Pasha is not correct. We'll stop here because we're out of time. Tomorrow we'll continue with these in Yonah B'Siyah.